Jesus. Fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Jesus is a friend of mine. Friendship with Jesus. Fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Jesus is a friend of mine. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus is our friend. Friendship with Jesus. Fellowship divine. Brothers and sisters, another great day. A very great morning. And the Lord granting us the breath of life once again, that we should breathe it back unto Him. Let's begin this day with a prayer. Let's pray. Father, we are so grateful. We thank you so much for another great day of your holy word, your manner of life, and thank you for another for the day, for the fourth day. We pray that you descend through your Holy Spirit to come and establish your holy word in our hearts, the revelation of it, the hearing, understanding, and the heart and the mind and everything focus on you this morning. So that, Father, your holy word that will come shall never come in vain, but will accomplish the work that, Lord, you have sent him forth to accomplish. Thank you so much. May you come and lead us. Friendship with you is the best thing in this world. In your holy mighty name, we pray. Amen. Beloved, we are so grateful for another great day, the fourth day. The Lord is really leading his children as he led the children of Israel through the wilderness. So the Lord is doing today through the leadership of his able laborers and ministers in the vineyard. Yesterday, we've learned that we should never be ashamed of the gospel. The word, let's live the word, let's put it into practice, what we learn of our master Jesus. And today, the Lord is taking us high like an eagle into the sky once again, into the sky of his holy word, to learn something peculiar or something that is very, very urgent to our soul and path. Yes, the Bible said the Lord really demands continuity in his holy word. We must continue in the word that the Lord is leading us with. The Lord is blessing us with in the manner of life need to be continued. Brothers and sisters, we have to continue in his holy word of truth and the word of power that the Lord has provided us. Then, according to John chapter 8, verse 31, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Brothers and sisters, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. We really have to continue in the word in order to be disciples. True disciples continue to learn from their master. Our master Jesus continues to teach us, continue to train us, to train the church, to teach the church, to discipline the church. And the church as disciples has to be like himself. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is doing all these teachings, training, and discipline with his holy word in order for his disciples to be like him in his kingdom. The Bible said in Luke chapter 6, verse 40, the disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. Hallelujah. The Bible said again that be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Brothers and sisters, perfection really comes by the Lord. That is why the Lord has set forth his ministry, the ministry of the fivefold to perfect the church through the teaching, through his doctrine, the teaching of our Lord and personal Savior. First Timothy chapter 4 verse 3 says that, so like, come, give attention to the reading of the holy writings, to exhortation, to doctrine. Hallelujah. And that is why God, through his servants, laborers, watchmen, have set certain things in place, such as our devotions, our morning devotions, our fellowships, day in, day out, our night prayers, and everything, so that we can continue to read, to study, not just to read, but to also to study the word. That is our watching and praying. Proverbs chapter 4 says, for I give you good doctrine, yes, and my doctrine is pure. Surely, the doctrine of the doctrine and is good and is pure. The church of the living God shall receive the rain of doctrine, that is the teachings of the Lord. The teachings of the Lord, God doctrine, give the church knowledge and understanding of the will of God. Hallelujah. So that we can know what is the perfect will and the permissive will. So that when we know after the Lord giving us his doctrine, that is understanding and knowledge, we will know the will of the living God, and to stick to the will and not the permissive ones. According to 1 John chapter 4 verse 6, the word separates truth from error. Through the prayers of the saints, those that held in spirit shall come to understanding, and those who murmur shall learn doctrine. Our daily devotions and fellowship needs to be taken seriously, brothers and sisters. When we continue in his word, we do not only become disciples, but also wise children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ and have become one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Brian says, it is only through the Spirit that we can put on Christ. What really shows that we have the Holy Spirit of the living God. Brothers and sisters, for the Bible said the Spirit is a bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. According to Romans chapter 8 verse 16, we have to move away from mere going to church and must receive the quickening power of Christ if we want to be part of the general resurrection assembly and the eternal kingdom of our Lord and personal Savior. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in you, and bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of the living God. Finally, brethren, finally, hearing faith, our hearing of the word, faith. We need faith in hearing of God's holy word. We need that faith to live God's holy word. And we need that faith, that rapturing faith, that faith that will take us to meet our Lord and personal Savior in the atmosphere. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing of the word of the Logos, the manifested word, the revelation of it. And that is what the Lord is really doing through his servants these days. And this hour of time, this very short hour of time. So we have to give heed to hearing, to living, and the rapturing faith by hearing and hearing of the holy word of God, so that you and I can possess all this faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, I wouldn't go far. I'll reserve the last part of this thing down for tomorrow. May God richly bless you. May the Lord be with you, that this short exhortation of the Holy Word will be an inspiration unto you forever. Shalom. Friendship with Jesus, fellowship divine, sweet communion forever and ever. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you.